It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
J.J. Paterka, Tage Thompson. He's making a lane. Thompson dishes off, scores! What a return feed from Paterka as Tage Thompson buries it. That was beautiful. And the Sabres have taken a 3-0 lead here in Ottawa.
One of your Firth moments of the game. For the moments in your life, go forth to Firth Jewelers. Tage Thompson scores. Great feed there from J.J. Paterka. The Sabres win and beat Ottawa second time in 2 weeks. I mean, they've played the Senators a couple times, twice since the Cousins trade, and Cousins has not enjoyed these games. But the Senators appear to be well on their way to the playoffs. Alex Ovechkin scored again last night, and we'll take your calls on the Sabres if you'd like. Quick thing on the NFL. I'm going to relate the kickoffs to the tush push, if you'll allow it, very quickly. Everybody in America is tired of the tush push, I'm sure, with the conversation. But so the touchbacks are the 35.
Yeah.
Touchbacks are now the 35-yard line, which it has been, I think it's been fun and fascinating watching the NFL maneuver the rules, the this and that, the landing zone, what they want. And I love stuff like this because I love to find out and try to work out incentivization. Like, all right, what are you incentivizing here? What are you rewarding? What are you punishing? Mm-hmm. And the new touchback being at the 35. Nate, when I grew up, and probably you as well, for most of it, kicking the ball out of bounds, a cardinal sin that actually happened in a Super Bowl between the Panthers and the Patriots, John Casey. I don't know if you remember this, everybody, but one of those Brady miracle comeback wins where they kicked it to win it was because John Casey kicked the ball out of bounds and Brady started at the 40. Yeah.
So now everything goes. You just get a touchback and you're five.
Basically, right, a touchback is nearly as penal as kicking out of bounds used to be. So you definitely do not want to kick touchbacks. Sean McDermott, he had a comment this week about how the loss of Mac Hollins is a big loss because they're going to need special teams players. And this is a team that used to field a lot of players specific to special teams before these major changes on special teams, right? Now Your kick coverage team is actually really important. Can you get a team down at the 17? That'd be amazing. That is a huge advantage over a touchback. So the touchback being moved all the way to the 35 tells you the NFL doesn't want touchbacks. Sorry, we don't want those. And how am I going to relate it to tush push? One quick way, then we'll get a call in here. Kickers got too good. Isn't that what happened? Kickers got too good. You line up that kicker, boot it through the back of the end zone. We don't have to do anything.
Yeah, it was kind of it became a pointless play.
We don't have to take hits. Yep. Just kick this thing right
through
the end
zone. We don't have to worry about anyone returning. We're not going to lose points on a play.
And we'll pin you at the 20, and we love it. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. I don't need the 15. I'm going to give you the 20. And of course, the touchback got moved to the 25, then the 30. Now the 35-yard line. That's just massive. So kickers got too good, and the league decided we want our playback. This is also what happened with the point after. What's the conversion rate on a point after touchdown in the old format? 99%. These guys are too good. This is boring. Move it back. So the way to relate this to the tush push is, granted, it's one or two teams that are too good at this, but it's not unusual or out of bounds to me for the league to say, yeah, this is too, you're too good at this. We want a play instead of this thing, because right now it's the Eagles. If everybody, and I heard a thought on this from maybe it was Sal, maybe it was Zach, maybe it was the afternoon show. If the tush push stays for another year, what's to stop every team in the league from saying, like, all right, our backup tight end is our tush push guy, mm-hmm. and now 32 teams run it, and if they all hit above 87%, now what? Now I have a point after touchdown scenario. Now I have all these kicks are going out of the back of the end zone. I want a football play. I don't want this thing that looks like it's boring. It's taking away from my product. So kickers got too good. I'll admit this is a bit of a reach, but I'll do it anyway. No one asked that the returners leap in the air and knock the ball out. Just stop them from kicking the touchbacks. Just get the ball. Just return it. So the just stop them routine, that doesn't really fly. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't fly with me. So I think the kickoff stuff and moving out to the 35 is a great example of what a league can do, will do, arguably should do. We used to have special teams. We didn't hate that. These jobs, these players, these scenarios, these dramatic plays, they started to disappear because teams got too good at something. Let's take it away from them. Let's punish them. Because now a touchback is it's 5 yards away from what used to be a cardinal sin. 35-yard line, holy cow. How many touchbacks will there be this year for the Bills? Are they going to drop the ball to 10? How many times will return men let the ball bounce at the 5, hoping it goes into the end zone? Is it like fielding a punt now, where, hey, you plant your heels on the 10, and you don't...
Anything behind it, you're letting go.
Try to let that thing go. If it checks up, all right, fine, you got to return it.
What about, are we about to see way more squib kicks? Like, okay, you're going to put a hands guy back, a returner. He better have good hands.
Yeah. It's such a big change.
I also think... something I know Tyler Bass is actually pretty good at are those sky kicks where you kick it high as hell. And if you want to do a coffin corner situation, hey, you kick it out of bounds, it's a 40. And you know what? We're willing to take the risk if we can pin somebody down at the 17-yard line on a sky kick corner kick. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
This is a dumb question that I should know the answer to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Will teams punt? Can you punt there? You punt on after a safety. It's called a free kick.
Mm-hmm.
And you can punt. And teams choose to punt because you're covered.
Can you choose to punt?
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can either.
But it seems like you might want to. Can I punt this ball inside the 17, the 25, get a fair catch? Interesting. Going to be really interesting to see how they cook things up. Eric in Lockport is up next. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going all right.
So just two quick points I want to get through. On Adams, this is really simple. I mean, it's the NHL. It's year five. You look at the standings, they're as bad now as when they started. And to me, he should have been gone the day after Pegula met with the team and said the answers are in the room. The next day, they get pounded by what was then the worst team in the Eastern Conference to then take their place. Now, my second point, if they feel like they just can't get a better GM than what they have now, then they have to do the other stuff that good teams do, which means spend the cap, let the coach hire his own assistant, rebuild the scouting. I mean, you have to at least show the fans that you're operating the same way that teams that finish with 100 points operate. I will hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric. At the end of the day, like I'm reminded of Bill Parcells. You are what your record says you are, right? You are what your record says you are. And there have been plenty of times during this Sabres drought where I felt they are artificially low. I thought that after the Kruger years. Like, this team does not have to be this bad. A good coach would make a difference. And Granato came in, and he did a nice job for a while. And they got back to being competitive and missed by a point. And, you know, it's just tough. You're supposed to bounce up and down. You're supposed to have an Ottawa season. I guess what one thing that might change for Adams in this timeline as he gets another offseason, which I expect that he will, you know, extending Zucker and extending Greenway. Ottawa is a good example for this, Eric. And if you think about the Senators and what their path has been, last year it was Detroit, where we're looking at the Sabres and saying, why can't you have Detroit's season? Detroit did not make the playoffs, but they had a run and they were close. And the Ottawa Senators have a similar playoff drought. Right, they've missed for, I think, maybe seven or eight seasons. Almost everybody made it in the COVID year. 24 teams made it. Ottawa made the playoffs in 2016-17. That's the last time they made it. Okay. And they went to the conference finals, by the way. The Ottawa Senators made the conference finals in 2017. And in their little mini drought here, while the Sabres drought's been going on, the Senators have done some things the Sabres have not. They traded.
Trying?
Yes. They pushed in and made moves to go. They went for DeBrincat, and it was, wow, you can't do that. How are you going to take such a risk? And they lost him. And they traded for Chychrun, right? They gave up the pieces. They signed an older Giroux. And I can remember along the way, multiple times, wanting the Sabres to, and this is probably, this predates Kevin Adams. This would be, why aren't you doing more? Go be good. And there would be a constant tone of, no, that's not us yet. We're letting this build. We're going to let this thing happen. I know Giroux goes to Ottawa, like that's his hometown team. So I'm not saying Giroux specifically. But it just felt like anytime you'd mention a trade, giving up a first-round pick, or a veteran who was a little older, it was kind of shot down by this idea that maybe the Sabres had something very, very special and young and let it cultivate, let it grow, let it ferment. And here's Ottawa, who started throwing stuff at the wall, and not that that stuff worked, but it didn't set them back. Here they are. They're fine. They had good young players as well. They've kind of built it up. They went out and spent a first-round pick on Linus Ullmark, right? Like, that's mm-hmm. a goaltender that's played pretty well for them. So I think that you've started to see a shift for the Sabres in being willing to, when they trade for Greenway, when they sign a Zucker, they're looking for older veterans that can help them, you know, men in the NHL. And they've extended both those guys. So that both signings, the trade for Greenway and the signing of Zucker, both have gone well. And to bring them back, I think, is a sign that maybe they're out of that. It's so important to stay young. The trade of Savoy. Like, these are the kind of moves that happening in 2024/25 could have happened 3 years ago, 4 years ago. But they were almost treating it like it was, we're not ready for that kind of move yet. That's not our time yet. And I always felt like that was wrong. So maybe they've shifted a little bit in that department. 803-0550. Thanks for the phone call. 1-888-550-2550. I have some good trivia to get you. Instead of that, though, stat of the day. And it's going to be on the Masters because, you know, you're wearing some green over there.
Of course.
You're wearing your green. This week is the Valero.
Yep.
The Valero this week.
One week before the big stuff, this always ends up being kind of like a fun little tournament. Yeah. Guys are gearing up.
Yeah.
Pretty good field.
Some guys go to Augusta, though.
Rory's in Augusta.
Rory went to Augusta.
He's been there multiple times.
Stat of the day is about Rory McIlroy. That's coming up. 803-0550, some football talk, top of the hour. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast and Locked On NFL Scouting at 8 here on WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.